Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. My goal is to help you develop a holistic lifestyle based on our four cornerstone philosophy: food, body, emotional well-being, and spiritual growth. This holistic approach will help you feel good, which I define as being connected to your most authentic, highest self. And this is the place from which your energy, confidence, creativity, true power, and true beauty will start to explode. Every week, we provide you with interviews from top experts in their field or a solo cast from yours truly to support you in living your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of Saluna, New York Times bestselling author, and holistic wellness, nutrition, and meditation teacher. Let's get started. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where our topic today is reflections of 2021 and ending the year on a strong note. So I'm very excited about this show today. This is a very important topic because reflection and introspection creates more awareness. And when we have more awareness, we are able to better let go of habits, patterns, actions, triggers that don't serve us anymore, whether it's reaching for the same foods, having the same food cravings, not being aware of, what creates emotional upset and drama. So this is a really powerful time of year to do this. We just crossed winter solstice, the darkest day of the year. So there's certainly plenty of darkness around, which helps to drive us inward, actually, and to reflect in a deeper way. And of course, we're coming up on Christmas. So this is a nice little pocket of space where we can go in and really reflect. As we go in, before we go into the new year, this allows us again to just shine this light of awareness into ourselves, into our lives, into different aspects through all four cornerstones: food, body, emotions, and spiritual growth. And just to see how we can continue to let go and expand the light into 2022. So I'm very excited for our show today. But before we get into it, just want to remind you to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy. It's a great way to support the show. If you screenshot your review and send it over to reviews@mysaluna.com, we will also send you our 7 self-love affirmation series, which is a very powerful tool to help you overcome limiting beliefs and negative blocks. And particularly this time of year, as we go into New Year, I highly recommend starting to use this tool on a regular basis to just allow for the most abundant, positive, inspiring year ahead. Please be sure to also subscribe to our show. That way you don't miss out on any of these Q&A shows, our Monday interview podcasts, where we have wonderful guests sharing their wisdom on a whole variety of topics related to our lifestyle. And my last little announcement here is to remind you that my new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are: Practical Enlightenment for Everyday Life, is now pre-selling. So you can get your copy today. And the reason you want to get it today versus in 1 month when it is officially released is that you will still be able to access the pre-sale bonuses today and only for the next few weeks. So this includes access to our Beyond Fear video course with practices and exercises that I teach partly with my husband, John, for the first time. There is also access to a live looped event with Q&A and meditation. That's going to be amazing. And you can start to pre-read the book right now, the first few chapters. So you can be one of the first people to read it, which is also super exciting. So be sure to head over to mysaluna.com to get the information. You can get the books wherever books are sold: Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and so on, and then upload your receipts there and get instant access. So do not wait, because there's only a few more weeks left. So this is really the best time to get the book, and I cannot wait to share it with you. It is my full playbook of how to really create your best life across all areas: vitality, abundance, confidence, and more. So all that being said, I am excited to reflect back on the past year and to see where we can fine-tune things a bit. And again, just shine that light of awareness. Awareness, the simple act of awareness of bringing something from the shadows into the light allows us to see it. And when we see it, it starts to lose the power it has over us in terms of being in the darkness, these disowned parts of us or the parts of us that we don't really understand, we push down, we distract away from, or we pretend it's not there, or we eat on top of, or whatever it is. All of this can come up to be healed, and we can just start to go forward into aligning our actions and our words in the world with our true self, with the real, unlimited, kind, loving, creative part of us, which feels deeply fulfilling when we are embodied in our truth. And there will be more power behind your actions, more power behind your words. It's more magnetic. It's more attractive. There's a different frequency when you show up in the world. So it's very practical for helping you create what you want, and also just to have that peace and joy in your heart that we all want. So let's get into our questions today. Our first one comes from Denise, who lives in Wyoming. Hello, Denise, sending you a big warm hug out there in beautiful Wyoming. I'm sure it's lovely. I'm sure you have some snow. Maybe you're a skier. I have not been to Wyoming, but I would like to go one day. So sending a big warm hug, my love. Thank you for being part of our community. And your question is, hi, Kimberly. Love your podcast. Thank you. Can you share any tips on what you do to move past goals that maybe you didn't meet in the past year and how to stay positive for the new year? So I love this question, Denise. I think that we are where we are at any given moment in time, and we create goals, we create resolutions. Sometimes we meet them, sometimes we don't. And so it's really important that as we're reflecting back, we want to take lessons with us, and we want to go in. It's like extracting the diamonds and leaving behind the mud. We want to take those jewels of understanding, more self-understanding, which will then create more self-realization eventually, which is really, truly being anchored to the true self. So one of the most powerful things we can do, Denise, is to look at those goals and to really take a peek at why didn't those goals happen. Now, we do this to understand more, not to create any sort of guilt or shame. We do not want to take guilt and shame with us into the new year. We want to show up fresh and new in this moment. Even if we are setting the same goal, we are at a different point in time in our lives, in our growth, in our evolution. So there's nothing wrong with that. I certainly had the same goal a couple years in a row. And sometimes it's the timing. Sometimes it just didn't line up. Sometimes we didn't take right effort. So what you want to do, Denise, is just see, okay, my goal was, let's say it was to eat a healthier diet, you know, whatever iteration that looks like for you. It didn't happen. So we say, okay, I didn't create consistency. I didn't learn these new recipes. I didn't prioritize food shopping every week. So I was relegated to takeout. You know, we just look at what happened in a factual way, without the narrative, without all the stories, without the beating yourself up, like, oh gosh, I'm so lazy. I can't believe I didn't do more food shopping or whatever it is. Take out all of that extraneous, you know, chatter and just focus on the facts. Oh, I had this, you know, these two really big work projects, and I could see for these months and of this past year, it took up so much time that I just didn't get ahead with my food planning or whatever it was. So in 2022, I do want to create a really healthy food program for myself. So one way I'm going to get past that barrier that happened last year is I'm actually going to schedule in my calendar, you know, every Sunday, whatever, I'm going to prioritize food shopping and batch cooking and, you know, whatever it is. So we learn, we analyze without the guilt, without the stories, without the emotions. And then we set ourselves up for the best chance of success in 2022, Denise. So I encourage you to look at all of your goals in 2021 before you start creating the ones for this year. I like to think in terms of goals versus resolutions. But you know, whatever language works for you, look at them all and pat yourself on the back for the ones that you did create. You know, maybe it was, I want to learn how to bowl this year. And that was something you were able to achieve, or I want to start a meditation practice. Bravo. Amazing. Wonderful. We want to celebrate the wins as well. And then the list of things that didn't happen. You know, maybe your diet didn't change too much, or maybe you didn't exercise as much as you wanted to. Maybe you didn't meet your soul partner and you wanted to this year. Whatever it is, we look again, not emotionally, take the lessons, write out, you know, what happened and what can be different for 2022. This is a fresh time. This is new. This is here right now. This does not have to be compared to anything in the past. So exciting. So we take those lessons, we bolster ourselves up, we benefit from that information and that wisdom that we can teach ourselves and we can extract, and then we can go forward in this freshness and newness. So congratulations, Denise. I'm so excited for the new year ahead for you. Sending you so much love. Let me know how you do with your goals this year. Let me know all the ways in which we can continue to support you. As always, I mentioned this at least once a show, but if you have not yet joined our Soluna Circle and you are looking for a powerful tool of support to help you in all aspects of your life, please join the circle where we have daily chats, daily support group, a monthly live call where everybody gets the chance to speak and to participate. And it really is magical. And so that's something that I encourage you to consider if you are looking to get really serious about creating your best 2022. All right, Denise, thank you so much, my love, and can't wait to connect more. Let's get into our next question now, which comes from Maxine, who lives in Louisiana. Hello, Maxine. Thank you so much for being part of our community. Sending you lots of love this December. And you write, I would love to hear how you've stayed positive despite what we've all been through over the past 1 to 2 years with the virus. Any positive takeaways as we head into 2022? Maxine, thank you so much for your question. And I really appreciate this because I think on a collective scale, we've been through a lot of challenge. We've been challenged to really drastically change our lives and the patterns and the rituals and the day-to-day scheduling of our lives. For me, I will say, Maxine, that of course, I, along with everyone else, has experienced a lot of these shifts and these changes and these transitions that we've all been sort of corralled into making. But what's felt really positive for me over the past few years is a deeper and deeper inward connection that happens in times where there's more darkness outside. I think that's why winter is a really potent opportunity for stillness and journaling and meditation. Because when there's more darkness outside, it's, you know, there's less shiny things for us to be not just distracted with, but caught up in. There's less sunlight. We're not playing outside as much, right? So we seek the light inside. And with COVID, there's been a lot of darkness. There's been a lot of people suffering, unfortunately, and families and people getting sick. And there's scariness on the news and in the uncertainty, and you can feel it in the air. So what that does is it gives us an opportunity to seek the real source of safety and security, which is, can only be found inside of us. And that's what I have personally experienced in the midst of the anxiety and the unknown. The past 2 years have been monumental for me in going deeper into my meditations and to my connection to the true self, to spirit. And this new book that I wrote, You Are More Than You Think You Are, emerged from this COVID period. I do not have any idea how I wrote this book because Bubby was not in preschool. Moses was just born. So I had these two little babies, you know, trying to figure out balancing this podcast and work and Soluna and writing this book. But somehow it just flowed out, it channeled. And it was from this inward connection. It was from this deepening that this came. I really do feel like this book is different than other books. It feels not my book. It feels like it just channeled through, wants to be here. These teachings belong to everybody. And so I will say, Maxine, that even though on the outset, if we focus on what's going on out here, it can feel really uncertain and then scary. So the way to quell that anxiety, the way to benefit is to spend more time in your inner state, go deeper in your meditations, prioritize them morning and evening, and go longer. You know, in our practical enlightenment meditations that are guided, I often say, you know, keep going. I will close for us here around 7-8 minutes. But if you have the time to sit, please stay in this potent space, this inner connection. And what that does is it allows you to feel secure and safe because you know you have this steady resource. You have the strength inside of you that you will be able to rise up and meet any moment as it comes, no matter what that moment contains. It comes this strength that we're seeking, the steadiness, this equanimity, the peace, the inner peace does come from inside of us. Nothing from the outside world can take that away if we anchor into it more and more. And this comes from energy directed toward it every day, regularly, ideally every day. It builds the energy over time. So it's not something that we just intellectually understand. Yes, peace comes from the inside. Of course, we know that and it sounds nice, but we need to experience it. Actually experience it through meditation, through feeling and being anchored to this deep, deep place of connection inside of us. And then, you know, so the positive takeaway, Maxine, is that it was this opportunity to find that. And if we didn't find it yet, that's okay, because now we're in winter, another potent time. You know, the virus continues to go on. Our world is still different. So this is a great time to deepen into that self-connection. You know, with our cornerstones, the food and the body ones are more physical and tangible. We're working with the physical form, the physical food. And then the other 50% of our cornerstones, the other two, emotional well-being, mental health, and then spiritual growth, which focuses on spirit inside of us, our formless energy that cannot be seen with the physical eyes, but can be felt and sensed. So we want to spend time on the outside, and then we want to spend time in the inner state. So this is something that is very, very important and really exciting as we go into 2022, to remember that it's not something we even try to have to get. We don't have to, of course, we want to know what's going on in the world, but this helplessness that comes because we can't change a lot on the outside world, the antidote for that is realizing that we control the inner state. We can nourish it and work with it and benefit our whole lives. So it's really exciting to tune into that more and more. Thank you so much, Maxine, sending you so much love. Keep in touch with me. Let me know how your 2022 starts off. And I can't wait to connect more. All right, my loves, we have a short break for you here. And when we get back, we have two more questions for you on this topic of reflections of 2021. Hey, beauties, I want to share one of the biggest secrets for health and wellness and energy and maintaining a slim, lean body is to consistently clean out excess waste from your body. It's not just what you're putting in, but making sure that you are releasing as much as possible from your GI tract, from your body, things that can stagnate, old waste, old toxins that can clog your body and make your goals, your wellness and beauty goals, much harder to achieve. So I have a product for you. It's called Detoxy. It's really amazing. It's basically nasal oxygen paired with ASC2P, which is a stable form of vitamin C that in clinical research has been shown to help prevent the very, very root cause of aging, which is the shortening of telomeres, which creates chromosomal damage in your DNA. So it's helpful in that regard. And it also just cleans out your system. It's amazing. It's not a laxative. It's not habit forming. But you take it in the evening and you'll find the right capsule amount for you. It could be one, it could be four or five. I personally take four. You take it before bed and in the morning you release more, so to speak. So it's really wonderful. It's really impactful. It will help you feel lighter and all the benefits of cleansing your system, better skin, more energy. So you can check it out over at mysaluna.com. It's called Feel Good Detoxy. And you can also use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements and skincare, including our detoxy. Again, wellness15 for 15% off. All right, beauties, we are back from our break and we have two more questions for you on this topic. Here we go. Reflections of 2021, processing the past year, learning, taking the gems, taking the jewels, and then moving forward. But we don't want to skip this step because we can learn so much. We don't have to try to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to put more energy into things that we can already learn from. So I love this topic. And our first question back from the break comes from Trish, who lives in Arizona. And she writes, when I look back on this past year and the goals I set, I'm not feeling great about my body image and the weight I was hoping to lose. I'm feeling stuck. Any thoughts on how to get past the past and keep my butt moving? Oh, Trish, my love, I love the candidness of your question. I send you a big hug out there to Arizona. You are not so far away physically from me, but it doesn't really matter anyway because love and connection transcends time and space. Don't you guys feel that when we're on this podcast? It feels very intimate, and I love that, no matter where we are. So thank you, my love, for being part of the community, and I understand this feeling that comes up for a lot of us at the end of the year, like, oh, I didn't do enough. You know, and then it's coupled with the fact that it's holiday time. So then there's parties and get togethers. And then maybe we're not eating as well as we usually do. So then we continue to feel a little bit more bloated and stagnant in the body. So I will say, first of all, the advice that I gave Denise is I think it's a great idea to look at what happened this past year, Trish, with an eye of just curiosity instead of placing any sort of guilt and shame on yourself, just seeing, okay, what happened with my weight this year? What happened with my goals? You know, oh, I can see that I wasn't focused for a while. You know, again, I go back to the food shopping and the prep because so much of our food goals and our weight goals are not being fulfilled because we're simply not preparing ourselves. So we get stuck. And environment is actually the subject of Dan Buettner's new book called Blue Zones Challenge. And if you haven't yet already, please go back and listen to the podcast that I did with him a few weeks ago because it's really wonderful about just the importance of environment. So we really want to create a great environment as we go into the new year, Trish. So even looking around your kitchen, one of the things Dan mentioned on the podcast is research shows that people that keep a toaster oven out on their counter tend to have, you know, a bigger issue with weight or however exactly he put it, because you see this device and you're like, oh, so easy. Let me just stick the Pop-Tarts in here or the, you know, the sliced white bread or whatever it is. And so we just want to, you know, one of the most one wonderful thing you can do, Trish, is reflect back. Like I said, first of all, see where the blocks were and take that in, really take that in and say, okay, this is, you know, with an honest eye, the line of being honest versus guilting or shaming yourself, and note that. And then secondly, what we want to do is feel freshness throughout your home, in your kitchen. Go look very closely. I got to share with you guys, I think I know my kitchen pretty well because I'm in there every day. But I did notice that at the farmer's market, and I noticed at my friend's house, there was these like dried flowers, there were like these yellow balls, and I thought they looked really cool. And I put them in a couple of the vases around my kitchen, and, you know, some dried lavender too. And so I was thinking about 2022 and just the energy of it and how I want to feel going into the new year with the book coming out and all this newness. We're launching some really cool products this year, including our exciting GGS booster. We're going to have some amazing things coming for you guys. But I was looking around and I just felt, these dried flowers, they're pretty, but they kind of collect dust and they're dead. Like they just don't have the life. It doesn't match the energy that I want in my kitchen. So I took them all out. I put them in a bag. I'm probably going to give them away or whatever. And then just like little bamboo sticks or just like moving my house plants around. Oh, now there's life in all the different areas of my kitchen and it feels supportive. And so sometimes we gloss over things that we've had a long time or a pattern like, oh, I just had this here for a long time. I tell you this, Trish, because environment supports us in change. So, you know, if losing weight is a big goal for you, look around your kitchen, do a deep clean before we go into 2022. Look at which bowls, appliances, which support you the most. You want to have your blender, your Vitamix front and center, shined up, all ready to make your GGS. You know, some fresh fruit in a bowl, some in the fridge if you get a lot because we don't want to deplete the vitamin C, but some out looking beautiful and fresh. Things tucked away like treats. You know, when you open your fridge, you want the healthy food in the front. You want to throw out anything that doesn't serve anymore, just half-eaten bags of stuff. You want to freshen up, prepare your environment for the new energy that you're bringing in. And same thing in your bathroom, in your bedroom, all throughout your house. I do believe environment is really, really powerful. And so if you're feeling stuck, change your physical environment so that you go into the year feeling really fresh. And then from a four cornerstone perspective, remember that we are here now. So the past is the past, as you so aptly said. So right here, right now, how can I support my goals? So create something around the cornerstones. Even now, before New Year's, you know, this potent space before doesn't have to be like, oh, right on January 1st, I'm going to do this turnaround. To me, it's like here, right now, we just crossed winter solstice. So there's a big energetic shift that has just taken place on a planetary scale. So food-wise, what do I want to bring in? What do I want to let go of? What serves me and what doesn't? Okay, some stuff's a little bit in between. I limit my amount of, you know, eating these foods. I have more vegetables. I start my dinner with a salad. I go back to basics. I learned 3 beauty detox / Soluna recipes really well that I can mix and match, like one of the veggie casseroles, a veggie curry, a khichdi dish, whatever it is. Body-wise, I'm going to commit to walking every day or doing a yoga practice or whatever it is. Also, I would include for everybody, and this is something that my husband just stated a few months ago, but everybody should take the Soluna SBO probiotics, 2 of them every day. It is my supplement. I say it's across the board. So my hubby is finally now taking it regularly without fail. He's doing great. His belly is flattening and he already has a flat belly, but we all pick on ourselves, but he's just noticed just more like better digestion all around. So he's really happy about that. You know, I'm just giving you guys suggestions, but just how we see how we can freshen up for 2022. If you're feeling stagnant and then emotionally go into the feeling, how do we want to feel? What keeps me from feeling that? If you want to feel light, you want to feel excited. Well, what drags me down, right? These are some journaling prompts. You know, I get dragged down when I start to judge too much. I judge myself. I judge others. So a big goal for 2022 is to catch myself judging, to come back over and over again. This is a big pattern that I've become aware of, right? I'm just, again, making this up, but giving suggestions. And then spiritual growth wise, ooh, this one, Trish, please, please really put some extra energy around this to get to know ourselves, to really understand what the biggest root blocks are to easefulness in our diet and food. We do want to meditate. We do want to go into stillness morning and evening. We want to sit for at least 7-10 minutes or longer and connect inside. And when we do that, we become more self-reliant. We find that we need less and less from the outside, including from foods and so on and so forth. So it's really powerful to do that and to work on that. So I encourage you to try taking things from this perspective, including working on your space and your environment and looking at the four cornerstones, not with guilt or shame, but with freshness and newness and reminding yourself that was the past, you know, must have, you know, derailed a little bit. It wasn't perfect. That's okay. Here I am now. And this is the energy I'm going to bring in. I'm going to call in right here, right now. So it's a wonderful way to go about things. And yeah, so let me know how you do. Keep in touch with me, my love. And I can't wait to hear more as we go into 2022. Sending you so much love right now as we head in. All right. And our next and final question comes from Louisa, who lives in Colorado. Hello, my love. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for your question. You're right. I'm one of those people that when the new year gets closer, I get more stressed about what I need to do, quote, this time around. Do you think it's pretty normal for a lot of people? And what kind of meditations can help? I love this question. So I do think it's normal. I think that we are programmed to look for lack and failure in many different ways. So it's natural to be like, oh, look at what I didn't do, instead of, oh, look at how I grew this year. It was a pretty funky year with COVID and I was resilient and I got through. Instead, we say, oh man, look at this and look at this, what happened, didn't do it, blah, 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 blah. So yes, I absolutely do think it's normal. I think our mind goes there. And so what we want to do is we want to start to train the mind, this monkey mind, our ego, which is, again, attuned to lack, into instead attuning it to presence. Presence, not present, like material things, right? So being present, and this is where all the power is. When we are obsessed about the past, when we're obsessed about the future, we are not here fully. So our energy is somewhere else. So we aren't able to show up with the full oomph, the power, the real fullness of right here, right now. So meditation is the way, I think it's the most powerful tool for to get past this is it's calling us into this center. And not only is it calling us into this moment, but the practical enlightenment meditations that we do, which are inspired by Kriya Yoga, which is what the great yoga guru Paramahansa Yogananda, who brought yoga to the West, teaches through the Self-Realization Fellowship. This is the basis of all the teachings in the new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are. This is the super highway to the divine. These are the most potent, practical, amazing teachings of yoga that I have synthesized in the book. And so when we do these meditations, we are not just relaxing. We're not just relaxing, which is basically relaxing the peripheral nervous system, all the sensing out here. We are actually pulling in our energy into through pratyahara, a Sanskrit word for withdrawing energy from the senses, into the spine, into the main energy channel. And the way that we can be here now, and so we bring this freshness of showing up, not this time again, but this moment is potent. We will never have this moment back. This moment has never been here before. So what do I want to feel in this moment? What do I want to bring into this moment and into this year? So I would try created a meditation called the winter grounding meditation. So it's about finding the light right here, right now. That's a really powerful one. And then I'm going to be putting out some new meditations in January, which I think will align to, you know, the freshness of New Year's. So check out that winter one for now, Louisa, and know that another one that I think will resonate with you very much is coming out in the next few weeks. But of course, now we have a whole library of practical enlightenment meditations that you can check out over on the Soluna app and also on our website, mysoluna.com. They're all free. They're all, you know, anyone can access them. So let me know how you do. And I can't wait to hear more about your meditations and how things are progressing for you. So thank you so much, my love. And thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. Before we sign out here, I want to leave you with our quote of the week. This comes from the new book. I've been reading quotes for the last few weeks. This is on page 74. This is in chapter 6, You Are Whole. And this is from Swami Sri Yukteswar, who is the guru of Paramahansa Yogananda. And he writes, forget the past. The vanished lives of all men and women are dark with many shames. Human conduct is ever unreliable until man is anchored in the divine. Everything in future will improve if you are making a spiritual effort now. So I love the power of these words because we all get so bogged down by the past. And in this case, we get bogged down by the things that we didn't do in the past year. But listen to these wise words one more time. Forget it. Move forward. Make the spiritual effort. Meditate. Swami Sri Yukteswar writes, forget the past. The vanished lives of all men and women are dark with many shames. Human conduct is ever unreliable until man is anchored in the divine. Everything in the future will improve if you are making a spiritual effort now. So forget the past. We analyze it and then we let it go. We step forward into the year ahead with fullness and the abundance of our energy coming in. It's going to be a beautiful, bright year ahead. I cannot wait to be here with you every step of the year, supporting you, loving you, connecting. Keep the questions coming. We'll be back here Monday for our next interview podcast. Till then, take great care. Be sure to pre-order the new book, You Are More Than You Think You Are, Practical Enlightenment for Everyday Life. I cannot wait for you to start reading it. I'll also see you on social @_KimberlySnyder. Till then, take care and so much love.